Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. To Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 18.
Wow. 18. I remember being 18.
Do you remember being 18?
I do. It seems like a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It has been a few years ago.
You're not going to say you can't believe this is episode 18.
Never mind. It's hard to believe it's episode 18. I can't believe we've been doing this 18 weeks. Okay, I said it. It's done. Okay.
There you go.
Anyway, so we are tired. Anyway, our scripture for tonight is Colossians 3:23, taken from the English Standard Version. And it says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not men.
So how we found this scripture was Wayne was Googling scriptures on procrastination, because the topic of our podcast for today is what to do when it's time to do the podcast and you don't feel like doing the podcast.
Yep. Did I tell you I joined a procrastinators group?
No.
We haven't met yet.
That's an old joke, and I fell for it,
but it's a good one.
So anyway, it's been an interesting week, and since we've been doing this podcast, we've been trying to find time to record a few episodes ahead, and we just haven't gotten there yet. Our life has had very full schedules the last few months, and normally we record on Thursday night, and last night I just wasn't up for it, and I'm really not up for it tonight. It's been a rough week. I got some really bad news about a friend who I found out is terminally ill, and just had some other disappointments at work this week. And even though it was a short week because Monday was a holiday, it seemed like it was a very long week. And I really tonight really didn't feel like I had it in me to do the podcast, and we're talking about what our topic is, and normally by now we have the topic planned out and we have the scripture, but this is just one of those weeks that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay. I mean, we typically have a topic, but you know, I also think that when we're doing these, it's okay to be just open and honest and share how we're feeling too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting, the scripture that we landed on to use was because when we were talking about this, I mean, in the flesh, it would be easy to just blow this off. I mean, and go, will anybody notice if we don't do a podcast this week? You know, is anybody really paying attention? But we don't really do this for man, we do it for the Lord, because the Lord is the one who prompted us that we need to do this. So actually, we need to worry more about what he thinks about it than what anybody else thinks about it.
Yep, and we feel we're supposed to do it, so we need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether nights like tonight, we really don't feel like it or not. I mean, every week we talk about this. Let's do it. Let's do one before Thursday night, or you know, let's do a couple over the weekend just to get a couple ahead, so we're not feeling stressed and rushed about it. But it just, mm-hmm. you know, the way life has been lately, we just haven't been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're busy or not home, or I'm busy and not home, or neither one of us are home except the cat. And so far, she hasn't stepped up to take her turn.
No, we can work on that, though.
We can.
Wonder what she'd want to talk about.
Well, sleep or food? I think that would be the main thing.
Yeah, I think those would be her main topics.
Yeah. And it would all sound like meow.
Yeah, wow.
So this leads to another interesting topic, and that is, what do you do when you feel God has called you to do something, but you at the moment don't feel like doing it?
And I think that happens a lot to people, not just to us. I'm sure it happens to other people.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it has. I know I've talked to people who felt that way, that they felt God called them to do something specific, and for whatever reason, whether it didn't turn out to be what they thought it would be, or it was harder than they thought it would be. Because I know sometimes, especially when you feel God's calling you to do something, there's all that excitement and, wow, I can't believe God wants to do this with me. And, and then you start into it, and then it's different than what you thought. If that makes any sense.
I think that makes sense. And I think lots of times we think that because God calls us to do something, that it's going to be easy because he's going to be in it. So we know he's going to be in it, but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And I think this week was a good example for me of dealing with those kind of times because I know my workplace is my market ministry right now. It's where God has called me to. I know he's there with me. I know he gives me the strength to do what I need to do there. But this week was still a very difficult week, and I could have done without some of the stuff that went on and left me feeling very discouraged this week.
And I think anytime in ministry, you feel like there's times that you feel that way. I mean, not, in real life, you feel that way a lot of times. But I know a lot of times in some kind of ministry or whatever, things just all over. There's times you just feel discouraged or down, or life in general is just a lot harder than you would think it is. Like marriage, for example. I mean, obviously, I know from my perspective, it's all been bliss and happiness and butterflies and frogs and
You know, it's not nice to lie to our
yeah,
audience.
well, that's why I threw frogs in there.
Frogs. Very much like fully rely on
Fully
God.
rely
Remember
on
the
God.
frog craze? Fully rely on God. But
That's my most religious tie. I have a tie that is completely green frogs. And that's what I tell people when they ask me about it. I said, that is my most religious, the most religious tie I have. What do you mean? It's like, well, fully rely on God. Oh. But even so, I think we have a good marriage, but it hasn't always been as easy and as,
No, well, this week has been a good example because I have been in not the best mood. I keep giving the situations to the Lord, so it's not that I'm not doing that, but I get a little cranky and a little short-tempered, and then sometimes you don't know how to approach me. You try to approach me in a way that you think is the best way, and then I snap at you, and then it doesn't work out so well, and then I have to apologize. I have to repent, and then I have to apologize, and but it's you could get really mad at me, and I mean you've gotten a little on the agitated side this week,
I've
but
gotten snippy a few times.
And we're going into a whole different topic here now because it's like what do you do when you're in a situation where you're feeling pushed, where there's something that you don't want to do or something's going on in your life that makes you feel out of sorts? Because we had a little conversation disagreement episode the other night, and I know this is all about the things that have been that I've been dealing with this week has made me short-tempered, and it was we ended up in a little bit of an argument.
I pushed you over the edge.
Yes, you did push me over the
Not on purpose, mind you, but not on purpose. But see, that's the thing, because where I was doing what made sense to me, and I didn't think that it was an issue.
And he was irritating me with what he was doing, Also, I was expecting him to read my mind and know what I wanted him to really be doing. I didn't vocalize it. I just expected him to know what I wanted him to do, and that didn't work out so well
Yeah,
either.
that usually doesn't work out real well.
So, and then you didn't want to deal with it. And then I was like, no, I said, I'm like, darn it, we've got this podcast on marriage. We're going to stand here and we're going to work it out. And we did.
And we did.
And basically, it was a miscommunication. And that's what where I was talking about how communication is so important in a marriage relationship.
And I don't like to argue and I don't like to fight, so it's real easy for me just to turn and walk away and shut down. And I even though I struggle and try not to do that. Yeah, so it's just easy for me to shut down. It's even though I struggle and try not to, it's much easier just to not do that. And but anyway, we worked through it. I pulled you back from over the edge.
Actually, I think I pulled you back from over the edge,
Well,
but
that could be.
anyway,
It
'cause
wasn't.
you were gonna run, and I was
I
like,
wasn't.
no,
I don't
we're
run.
dealing with it. Yes, you do.
I would have walked slowly.
Watch. Okay, well,
Ambled.
you ambled. You were gonna amble. So, but I think lots of times we get into this kind of disagreement when we're in situations where we have to do something that we don't want to do.
Yeah, and we're feeling stressed.
So it's important in these situations to look at your motivation. We decided that even though neither one of us really felt like doing this podcast tonight, that we were going to do it because we had made a commitment to the Lord that we were going to do it and we wanted to honor that. And sometimes we're in situations there where people pressure us to do things and we're giving in to man and what man wants and not really seeking whether or not it's what the Lord wants for us to do. So I think that's always something when you find yourself in a place where you have to do something you don't want to do, to find out what is behind you believing that you have to do it. Do you really have to do it? Is it an unrealistic expectation that somebody has put on you? Is it something that can be done a different way or passed on to somebody else? That's a discussion that we sometimes have together when we're looking at why we're doing things. And lots of times, I'm the one that puts pressure on myself about how things were. I grew up in an environment where things had to be a certain way, and it didn't matter what. We would be getting ready for people to come over to the house, and my mother would just be in a frenzy, and my dad would be using very colorful language, adding to his statements about you would think the Queen of England was coming. And so, and I know I can be that way too. And I've tried really hard to let go of thinking that I need to do things a particular way to please people or to be concerned about people's opinion of me or what I do or what I don't do.
Yeah, and that's the difference in how we were raised. I mean, when I there were definitely things that needed to be done certain ways, but that was, like on the farm, you always want to make sure if you're spreading manure what way the wind is blowing. Been there, done that. You want to make sure that you plow the furrows straight, or otherwise you have crooked crops. So different things like that. But yeah, it wasn't a, everything has to be in a particular order in the house or anything like that. So.
So anyway, we decided that we would honor our commitment to the Lord. We would get on here and do the podcast, and hopefully something we've said in here tonight is helpful or can help you when you are faced with a similar situation that you can determine. And sometimes it's okay to just say no and not do something that you're feeling pressure to do.
And if you had any doubts about us not having everything together,
Now you're certain.
now you're certain. We definitely don't have it all together. But we're trying.
And I think, I mean, and we're making improvement because, like, when we had that argument the other night, years ago, I would have just, you would have sulked away, I would have sulked away, and we would have humped at each other every time we saw each other. And
Or you
I,
could have thrown something at me.
yes, I could have thrown something at you. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, my reflexes aren't as good as they used to be, probably.
Well,
Fortunately, I don't throw things anymore.
Although my one grandson told me the other day we were playing a game, and he looked at me and he said, "Pappy, for somebody your age, you really move fast." Gotta love it.
Out of the mouths of a 10-year-old,
Yep.
yes. So, anyway,
Anyway.
hopefully something resonated with you in this podcast today, and that sometimes we do need to do things that we don't want to do, and sometimes we can let them go, but there's always a decision-making process about it, and make sure that your motivation is right, that if you are making a decision, it's because of a commitment that you've made, but you can also be pressured into decisions by other people's expectations, and that you can take a stand and avoid those. So, until next time,
Until next time.
may God richly bless your marriage, and we'll see you next week.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.